The number two Democrat in the U.S. Senate made a tearful apology last night. Republicans had been demanding that Dick Durbin do so since last week. That's when he read from an FBI memo that described mistreatment of prisoners at Guantanamo Bay. Senator Durbin said the treatment brought to mind some of the world's worst regimes, and that's the part that got him in trouble, as NPR's David Wellner reports.
Durbin made no apology for reading from an FBI report describing prisoners at Guantanamo shackled to the floor in fetal positions, tearing their hair out and forced to defecate on themselves. He did apologize, though, for the comparison he drew.
I made reference to the Nazis, to the Soviets, and other repressive regimes. Mr. President, I've come to understand that was a very poor choice of words.
He apologized to those with bitter memories of the Holocaust, and he also apologized for possibly casting a negative light on U.S. service members, especially those he recently visited in Iraq.
When you look into the eyes of those soldiers, you see your son, you see your daughter. They're the best. I never, ever intended any disrespect for them.
Durbin struggled for composure, then continued.
Some may believe that my remarks crossed the line. To them, I extend my heartfelt apologies.
Arizona Republican John McCain, who had demanded an apology, thanked Durbin.
The senator from Illinois just made a heartfelt statement, one of apology. All of us, I believe, who've had the opportunity to serve in public life from time to time have said things that we deeply regret.
Durbin's fellow Illinois Democrat, Barack Obama, in turn thanked McCain for seeing Durbin's controversial comment was, as he put it,
a simple misstatement, and that now we can move on to talk about the substance of the issues that are of legitimate concern to this body, including making certain that when we operate institutions like those at Guantanamo, that we hold the United States to that high standard that all of us expect.
Durbin, too, vowed he'll continue to speak out. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.